morning. It's so good to be with you today on this last Sunday of 2019. This is a special service of remembrance for those who have passed on this year. And the message that I want to share with you this morning is called Remembering This One Thing. The ability to remember is a wonderful gift that God has given to us. For in a flash, you can be a child again in your memory, skipping rocks over a pond, or rolling down a hill in the leaves as you remember those days. And in your memory, you can fall in love, and you can get married all over again, and you can have children again in your memory. And you can do all of these things through the memories that are in your mind. And reliving those times are a blessing of memory that God has graced us with. Some of our memories are happy. And we recall wonderful experiences. But some of those memories are sad. And we grieve and we weep. And we wish things had been different. We wished we had lived different. 2 Peter 3:8 says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friend. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day." The Bible says, do not forget this one thing. Now, we humans often forget things. We forget many things. But Peter is saying, don't forget who the Lord is. Don't forget what God's plan is. Don't forget that the Lord's view of time is different than ours. Don't forget that the Lord's meaning of time, the Lord's perspective on time is different than ours. He's not limited like we are. Don't forget that God is faithful and He will do what He says He will do. Now, what is that? What is it that we need to remember that God will do? What are His promises? What are we living for? What do we expect from life? Why do we do what we do? Are we doing what we should? What God would want us to be doing. We human beings are forgetful about many things. We forget God at times. And we live and act as if it doesn't matter. We forget what God says in His Word. And we forget inspirational messages we hear in worship sometimes, and the warnings we have, and the encouragement that we have. Forgetfulness. We all experience that. I know it seems to get worse with age. I experience that. Senior moments, that's what they call them. Some things need to be forgotten. We need to forget some things. And yet, we can't seem to let go of it. We hold grudges against people. We hold things of anger and animosity and wishes for the bad for others. We can't seem to get rid of some of those things in our memory that we should. Other things we should remember, but they easily escape us. One thing we should not forget is the people around us. We should be thoughtful of one another. We shouldn't just think of ourselves. We shouldn't just live as if we are the most important thing about life. We should be thoughtful of one another. Brothers and sisters, no matter what we do in our service here at the Boone's Mill Church, no matter what we do in our ministry here at the Boone's Mill Church, we must love one another. And not only our church family, but all people in our community. Why? Why am I saying that? Because God is love. And God wants us to share His love with everyone. That is what gives you the joy of life. That is what gives you the purpose of life. That's what gives you meaning. That is what allows you to understand this is what life is really all about. It is God's love. And we need to share that with everyone. God loves you. Whether you've forgotten that, whether you don't remember it, whether you let it get away from you. That is why God sent Jesus into the world at Christmas. To be Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? Emmanuel is to be God with us. In other words, Jesus came from the heavenly realm and was born as a human being into our realm. As a human being like us. God with us. And He wanted to show us what life was, what it was about, what its purpose, what its meaning, how to live. That's why God sent Jesus into the world. But because of our brokenness, He had to die. He had to die to save me and you. Because you couldn't do it on your own. You couldn't live up to what God expects us to live, to be holy, to be God's people. He had to die. He died for me. He died for you. And He did it because He loves you. And whether we realize it or not, our business as a church here at the Boone's Mill Church, our business as a church in this world is also to remember and to love people. So, on this Remembrance Day, I want us to be people remembering one another. And I want to mention just very briefly four different ways to remember people. First, remember the good of people and encourage them. Second, remember those who are hurting. And pray for them. Third, remember those who have gone on before us and be thankful. And number four, remember the Lord and what He has done to give you life. Remember what He has promised that He will give you if you follow Him. So here's the four things that I want to mention. Remember the good and encourage one another. You know, we need to honor people when they do something good. We need to be what the Bible calls angels. Have you ever been an angel to someone? An angel is a messenger of God. You're an angel when you come and you encourage others because of the love of God. And when you seek to bless people with good words, you are an angel. So the Bible says, in Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful in building up according to what they need." You know, unwholesome talk. You ever talk down about people? You ever criticize people? You ever tear them down? You ever make them look bad? Talk that builds up is talk that commends people. That appreciates people, that praises people, that encourages people. It's not because they're perfect. It's not because they don't do things that are wrong or that could be criticized. But if you're going to build people up, those are the things that you have to do. We need to zero in on the good in people's lives. Watch for what is good that they do. Keep your eyes and ears open to the good in people. And don't hesitate. Don't hesitate once you see something good to to say something to them that is positive about them. The idea is simply to see good in others and to commend them. I see so much good in the people here in the Boone's Mill Church. And I want to praise you for that. I want to praise you for your hard work. I want to praise you for your prayers. I want to praise you for your good things that you do. I want to commend you before God. And by so doing, when we do that, we encourage people to continue on in a world that that tries to knock the wind out of it. Every day, every hour, we are confronted with things that want to take the wind out of our sails, that want to knock us down. And we need to encourage one another to continue on in this world. Of all our loved ones remembered today, the lights on the altar, the roses of remembering, there is much good in the lives of those people to commend them for. We thank God for them. Here's the second thing of remembering this morning, is remembering those who are hurting and to pray for them. We're to see hurting people, and we're to try to help them when we see that. As a minimum, we're to at least pray for them. In Matthew 9:36, it says, when he saw the crowds, Jesus had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus looked out over the crowds, and he saw people who were hurting. And we, when we look out over a crowd of people, we must see the hurt in others. And we have to see that before we can do anything for them. How's your vision for other people? When you look at other people, do you see them as people that may need your prayers, that may need your help, that may need your concern? Or do you look right through them, right past them? Do you not see them? How's your vision? The prayer list that we find in the bulletin, we try to list those that we are aware of that have needs and concerns. We have that prayer list to inform you of those people who are hurting. It's to remind you to pray for them. It's something that you should have at your Bible every day when you're doing your devotion. It's something that you should look at every day to remember those who are hurting. I think anytime we pray for people, God blesses that prayer. And it does good. Brothers and sisters, anytime we see someone who is hurting, who is sick, who is discouraged, we need to pray for them. And we need to pray with them. That's a part of following Christ. That's a ministry which we're called to do individually, to remember the hurting and to pray. Here's the third thing. Those who have gone on before us, we need to lift praise for them. Thank God for them. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 14, it says, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. Those who have died in Christ, we're told, are yet alive. That is powerful. The Bible tells us that those who have died in Christ are still alive. We'll see them again. Thank God. What a glorious hope we have in Christ. What a glorious promise that we have. It is so reassuring when Christian people die with faith in Jesus. They're still alive. But, not all people die in Christ, with faith in Christ. And that's very sad. Somehow we must learn to walk by faith. When it comes to the end of our days on earth, we will know what the promises are. When it comes to the matter of death, we will know that that is not the end. We must commit our loved ones to God in faith, and we must die in faith. In 2 Peter 3:8, which I've read, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." You might talk about people who have died years ago, but in God, it's just like today. Or you might think about people who will die here in the near future, but to God, it will be today. Peter's saying, don't forget what God has said about life and about time and about death and about faith. The Lord's view of time is different than ours. He is not limited as we are. Don't forget that God is faithful. He will do what He says He will do. He will take us home to a place prepared for us. And will it be today? According to the Scripture, yes. Because a day to God is like 1,000 years. So today, as we remember those who have gone on before us, we are to trust the Lord for His salvation. No one goes to the grave perfect or acceptable, I guess you could say, before God. Their faith won't be perfect, but hopefully they will have put their trust in a perfect Savior. They will have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, which is our promise. If anyone loved those who have gone on before us, if anyone loves those gone on, it is the love of Jesus Christ. He has loved them and will forever love them. And He loves you. And that is why we find in Scripture, it says that the Lord Jesus knocks on the door of our heart and says, do you hear me? Do you know that I'm here? Do you know that I'm knocking on the door of your heart? Do you know that I want to come in to your life? Do we hear Him? Do we understand that? Remember that those who die in Christ, they have salvation because that is the promise of God. And look forward to your own day, which may be today, that the Lord will call you home. And me home. Here's the last thing I want to share with you this morning. Remember the Lord and what He has done for us. God so loved the world that He sent His Son at Christmas time to be born as a baby, to be Emmanuel, which is to be God with us. So God loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that He would come and live in this world, show us the way, and then eventually die in our place where we should die. He would give His life for our sin. God loves everything He has created. And He has looked and He says, it is good. But most important, God looks at you. And God says, you are the most important thing that I created. You are the reason I have sent Jesus. I love you. And I have sent a way for you to have life and to have it abundantly. God's heart is set on you. And so ours must be set on one another. Remember people always. Those around you. Remember them and commend them. Remember them and pray for them. Remember them and always and thank God for them. And do not forget this one thing. That God gave you Jesus at Christmas. so you could have a blessed and happy new life. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we are here today before you, and you are here with us to show us the way. You're speaking to us right now to encourage us and to help us and to let us do the right thing. You know that we miss those who have gone on before us. We need help to see time the way you do. We need Jesus today. Lord Jesus, we need your forgiveness. We need your grace. We need a life changed by your grace and love here in this new year of 2020. Show us the way, Lord. Jesus, let my life reveal that you have been born anew in me by your Holy Spirit. And if that's not so, if I cannot say this morning that I am a child of God, God, do your miracle in my life today. May I let the Jesus who is knocking on my heart's door, may I let him into my heart. And I pray this in his name. Amen.